This is Good Friday, the 39th day of the season of Lent. The scripture reading is John 19, 25 through 30. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Good Friday is oddly named. Yes, this day is good for us, but this is a day of a cross, a crown of thorns, and an excruciating death. Even in the midst of this horrific moment, Jesus had clarity and mission. Fixed on the cross, Jesus ensured a new family. To Mary, "Woman, here is your son." To John, "Here is your mother." At the foot of the cross, we all gather for salvation, and we leave in a new family, a new community. Spend time considering the people God has brought to your life through the church, this family of God. Give thanks to God for them. Listen again to God's word. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus finishes his earthly life with a declaration. His final words were, "It is finished." What exactly was finished? Among many things, one thing that was finished was the power of sin and death. Upon the cross, we were set free. Yet we might feel as if we are still living under sin's curse. In what ways do you feel shackled to sin? How does death continue to have reign in your life? Where do you need to hear Jesus' declaration that it is finished today? Thank you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.